producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, skimming as much as we can off of the top so that you'll know what's going on. We can give you our point of view. You can give us your point of view. Hello, hello, hello. Roberta Fasanelli, not here. Rich McFadden, not here. We can go through the highlights of who's not here. Or is it more important to know who is here? Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. And Ivan Ewind, the author and reporter, will be here to talk about the GOP debate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans will meet again. Till we meet on the stage in Las Vegas. This is the first Republican debate since the last one. So you'll be pretty excited, I'm sure, to hear what it is that's new with them. What happened in France is new. What happened in San Bernardino is new. The focus is on Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and all kinds of other stuff that you probably heard 87 times already. But it's always nice
to like it again.
Kind of see the body language and the attitude they have toward one another. So that's something to look forward to, yes or no. Depends on your point of view tonight. Bernie Sanders will not be there. Hillary Clinton will not be there. Hillary's giving a speech in Minnesota tonight, and Bernie Sanders is campaigning in New Hampshire. So there. How about that? That's where they all are. I got them all.
You got them.
I've got them.
You've got their beacons on go.
Yeah, I have. Okay, so this is your motivation for the day. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Work. How much of your life is filled with work? Jennifer, me, Kenny?
A lot.
Right? Steve Jobs said, your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. And that's amened by my father, who told me the morning I get up and didn't want to go to work, time to look for another job. So I've been very fortunate in my life to find things to do to occupy my time and to make money, or to lose money, depending on the year and what was going on. But I've been very fortunate. Knock on wood, I have sort of created the life that I wanted in the main, and continue to do that because
hang out with awesome people.
I do
during the day,
Jennifer.
Too,
I, we spend more time together than we do with anybody else in our lives. Think about that.
I know. I think we're cheating on our significant others.
We
spend so much time together.
Really, I have to check into that one. All right, let's see here. Our thought for the day comes from the Dalai Lama, who said, "Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck." How about that? There's something very poignant. Not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck, is it?
I totally believe
that. Or is it
that.
The universal plan? The universal,
how many times?
You, what you need and want. Yes.
Yeah, you hope and hope and hope for something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you feel so disappointed that you didn't get it. But then like a year later, you go, oh.
Good thing I didn't get that.
I get it. Yeah.
All right, so here's the quote of the day. We go from the motivation to the thought. Now, the quote of the day, this is a drug testing designated position on the application to become an astronaut. As NASA started accepting astronaut job candidates for the first time in 4 years. Would you like to be an astronaut? I think it would be kind of fun.
You would be a great astronaut because you love space so much. Yep. I would be pooping on my nose.
And I'm on it. Well, but I'm also in good,
so
in good shape. And it wouldn't make any difference. This is the sort of thing, there is sort of an age agenda here. But if you're in good shape, I don't think it makes any difference. It shouldn't make any difference anyway.
No, and I think, I mean, just as you talk about, I mean, gosh, you talk about dream jobs. So age and physicality and stuff doesn't come into it. It's your pure desire and want. And I think you would be a great astronaut because you just love it so much. I would be so, I don't know. I think once I got up there, I'd be like, okay, this is cool, but man, the ride up,
yeah.
Don't be sitting underneath me.
There's a report from Los Angeles today, Jennifer, about the multi-million dollar deals that are taking place for real estate. Yesterday, I said on the air, the average price of a home in Beverly Hills is $6.6 million.
Is that really?
Being driven. Well, Hollywood, average price is almost $2 million bucks for some of these little places that are there out in the beach where I am. The prices have gone bananas in the past 4, 5, 6 months. And it's all because of these areas in Los Angeles, especially being moved, I don't know if moved up is the right, being priced up because of buyers that nobody knows.
Well,
nobody sees
house availability, right.
Well, it's not that so much as the reason there isn't a lot is because the price is being bid up by entities that are not human. You don't know who you're bidding against. I'd put a price out on my house, for example, the one I'm going to sell down by the beach. I'm going to sell it this winter, and I have a price in mind. The real estate guy says, put the price out, and it'll get bid up. Because
right.
That's what's going on. And so the reality is that there are a lot of shell companies being formed by Chinese and Russian interests. They're buying real estate up in Los Angeles and New York and Miami. And not so much around Miami. But
inventory is also a big part of it. But what I think is interesting is what your real estate agent told you. From a lower level, my aunt recently passed away. She was 101 years old. I think I shared that with you guys. She passed away during the summer.
Yeah.
And her daughter decided to sell the house, and she wanted to get out of it. Now, my aunt has been in there with the caretaker for a few years. Before that, she was in there by herself, but the house needed some work. And so instead of going in and fixing it up to sell it, which is what we normally think we have to do to sell a house, my cousin was given the tip to just sell it as is and set a really low price. And so I think she sent like $350,000, which in California terms is a really low price.
Right, it's a backyard.
And people were bidding up on it because it was a great deal, and that caused hysteria.
Right. Yeah. It's all in your mind.
Yeah, and so people were bidding up to actually get the house. So it worked out.
Yeah, it's a good it's a good plan, good idea. So if you're selling your property, as I am, it's a good time to do it, and it's also a good way to do it. Use a little psychology. 13 and change, almost 14 past the hour in a moment. Ivan Elin talks about the psychology of Donald Trump and the rest of the GOP debate tonight here on Good Day Today.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for 10 plans. May not be exact match. The website for eligible plans are offer line 1716-73180. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract validity or reward card requires online registration.
All right, let's get to the brass tacks of tonight's debate. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ivan Elin, the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, writes for the Huffington Post every week. This week he writes, quote, Trump's proposal is moronic. because banning 1.6 billion Muslims to stop a few terrorists who happen to be Muslim doesn't solve the problem. So the focus tonight on this or other things like Ted Cruz. Is he leading in some of the polls because of his approach to security and immigration, Ivan?
Well, I think actually Ted Cruz sort of and Donald Trump both steer a middle ground on foreign policy between Rand Paul and the hawks such as Bush and Christie and other candidates, but certainly, and also Cruz has been more moderate on such things as domestic spying and that sort of thing. But Cruz is definitely a factional candidate, as Trump is, and the real thing about this race is that the base of the Republican Party appears to hate the establishment so much that you know, these protest candidates like Carson, Trump, and Cruz are they're doing very well to the expense of the establishment. But that doesn't mean there won't be an establishment a candidate that does well, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that the establishment won't win. The establishment usually wins in the end.
Yeah, the establishment is corrupt, and it has been corrupt, and it is corrupting. So the people who are corrupt will be with them, and they have a lot of money invested in the system. So it's not to the benefit of the people who are Republicans, the people in general. It's for the benefit of the party. And if people don't realize that at this point in time, the party structure is meaningless. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, they're not interested in you. They're interested in them. Why don't more people write about that?
I agree. I think the parties are weaker than they used to be. So these other candidates may do well, better than they have in the past, and certainly they have so far. But of course, we have to remember that at this point, John Dean is leading in national polls, and in the Democratic Party, and in the two states, Iowa and New Hampshire. So, there's still some time left, and certainly Trump is going to weaken if more candidates start leaving the race.
Leaving, because they'll give their they'll give their support to other candidates, and it won't be to Trump.
Right.
Is that
right.
Really a factor? I wondered about that. It's like people can't think for themselves. Oh, well, I like Marco Rubio so much. When he leaves, whatever he says goes, I'll support whoever he can. People really think like that?
Some people do, but I think it's also, people migrate to the candidate that's more philosophically close to their point of view.
Well, that's why there's there's so much support for Trump, because people philosophically, whether he sounds moronic or not with some of his ideas, he's articulating things that the establishment hasn't said, and people in general, their gut feeling tells them the establishment isn't weaker, it has failed. And is failing.
I think he's taking advantage of the fact that people think the establishment is corrupt and failed, just as you say. Some of his ideas are kind of unworkable, though, but that doesn't seem to matter to most people. I think they're just tired. I think the electorate keeps electing people, hoping for hope and change, and all they get is the status quo, and they just get angrier every election cycle, it seems. And certainly the Republican Party in this case is very angry.
Well, as well we all ought to be under the circumstances. So who comes out well in the debate tonight? What's your sense, and whether the viewership is going down or not because people are tiring, they haven't heard a whole lot new. Is there anything new that comes out of this tonight?
Well, I think it'll be more directed toward national security because of the terrorist attacks. And, the terrorist threat is rather limited, but people don't know that. The people based on fear, and so I think Trump never has a good debate performance, but it doesn't seem to harm him that much. I think that other candidates will try to be strong on national security, and they'll outdo each other trying to be aggressive against terrorism, which, of course, again, is a questionable policy given the fact that it's failed time after time so far.
It fails. Look at what the admission today by the government that it wasn't watching some simple things regarding these terrorists in San Bernardino. Ivan Eland is from the Center on Peace and Liberty here on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Miracles, another one of our My Three Christmas Songs contests. And the prize today, as it is every day from now until Christmas, is an HP photo strip. We're putting two or three different things together here. You get the strip paper, the photo strip paper, for your participation. What? Participation. Today. Hello. So the photo strip paper is part of the whole deal. You'll be qualified for a weekly drawing for an HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer, which is worth $983 million.
Jeez, that's a lot of money.
You get the paper as a part of it. If you have one of these already, or you want to sell it to your next-door neighbor who has one, help yourself. That's what you win if you figure out what these three Christmas songs have together, what are their commonalities together. Different artists, but songs that will shake up your mind a little bit. Speaking of shake up your mind, Shake Up Christmas, first song by Train.
Ho, ho, ho. Shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Shake up the happiness. It's Christmas time. There's a story that I was told, and I want to tell the world before I get too old and don't remember it. So let's December it and read.
Top 40 hit in the U.S. and 8 other countries in 2010. This was Train's 15th top 40 hit in our country. As a matter of fact, a couple of those went platinum, so they're an accomplished group. First song here of three. You got to figure out what brings these songs together. What do they have in common? 888-302-3684. Second song is I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing by the Hillside Singers.
The one to really pay attention to.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love.
It's a good Jeopardy question, Kenny. Questions like this.
And snow white turtles.
How do we get away with this as a Christmas song?
Polar bears.
I'd like to hold it in
I can't think of a way to say it without giving it away.
Yeah, okay, all right, got it. All right, this is a group that came out of an ad agency. They used their appearance on television to make this song. This was the only hit that they ever had, the Hilltop Singers. Did the new Seekers do, I think they did a version of this as well, if I remember.
Yep, a year later they did.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's see, that's the song number two. First one, Train, Shake Up Christmas. Last one is by Grayson Sanders and Lorianne May, called Something in the Air. What do these songs have in common? 888-302-3684. I think the emphasis here for me is the second song. Right? What does that mean to you?
It's from the second song.
The very special Christmas charity collection in 2012. Grayson works more in classical music, having written four large symphonic works, all of which have premiered with New York orchestras. So you may not know him, but you ought to be able to figure out all of this. You've got 30 seconds. 888-302-3684. Stumper, stumper, stumper! When people hear the answer to this, they're going to go,
right. Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, when you heard that second song and you thought, yep. Hey, isn't that from...
Yep.
That's what it is.
That's what it
is.
That's
the answer.
That's what they have together. Tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time on the studio clock. Tick-tock. Okay, time's up. These three songs have all been used in Coca-Cola commercials. All of them have been used to sell Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
All right, got it? Too bad you didn't win. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, if your dog or cat was diagnosed with cancer, it was pretty much a death sentence. But not so much anymore, especially with early detection. These are the things you should look for, according to the Veterinary Cancer Society. Persistent abnormal swelling, sores that don't heal, loss of weight, loss of appetite, any bleeding or discharge from any body opening, offensive odor, difficulty eating or swallowing, hesitation to exercise or loss of stamina, persistent lameness or stiffness, difficulty breathing, urinating, or defecating. If your pet has any of these early warning signs, visit your veterinarian as soon as possible. As I said, early detection can make a big difference. There are some breeds that are more prone. For example, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, Rottweilers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Boxers all have a higher tendency towards cancer. So you know what you're getting into when you purchase one of those dogs. Bottom line is, if you notice any of the signs, get to your vet right away. Many cancers can be cured or controlled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious latest leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
McFadden, Kenny Kessler, the lovely... We should probably start giving Kara a credit, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's give Kara some credit. All right, Kara, you're now on the list officially as a credited member. That means you have to get a Christmas present. See, that's how that works. When you're on the credited list...
Wait, Kara gets a Christmas present?
I won't say no to that.
You mean from you? I mean, I know I sent her one, but from you?
No, I didn't tell her where she was getting one. I just said she was getting a present. You didn't hear me say it was for me.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever gotten a Christmas. Oh, no, birthday present I got. Yeah.
What, for me?
Yeah.
I'm not much at giving presents. You know that.
You should get better at that. Life is about self-improvement.
Really? Okay. So I get myself a present then. Actually, to be honest, here, you'll get the biggest kick out of this. I got up yesterday, I was looking at the pillows because I have a hard time finding pillows that I like.
I know, so me too.
I looked at the label on the side of the pillow. And it said, I wrote it on a tissue paper, as a matter of fact. It said something like, now I can't read what I wrote, under prime support or something like that. And so Meredith sends me this, the pillow store is having a special. Well, didn't we do an announcement? The pillow store is having some big stuff, but I don't know whether their description is what I want because these pillows weren't from that store, and it's so there. So you walk into Bed Bath and Beyond, there are 100 different pillows from $19 to $190, and I bought this one and that one and tried them out, and it really is. So these are really the ones that are there. I like. That's what I was looking at. I said, okay, how about this one? Because she has a knack of getting really good stuff. I just don't know how to pick them, frankly.
Could you tell me what pillow she gets? Because I would really like a good set of pillows. I'm like you. I'm constantly like, I love my mattress. I love my bed. But now I can't find the right pillow.
Right, pillows.
I'm thinking about trying. And this is so funny because usually I don't, I try to ignore the stuff I see all over the place. But I'm thinking about trying a MyPillow.
MyPillow, right.
Have you seen the advertisements?
Oh, yeah,
all
everywhere.
Over cable. Yeah, and everywhere. They do a lot of radio.
The only place they aren't is here, and I'm wondering why
I'm
that is.
I'm pretty sure maybe we should call them and be like, look, these two over here, like Somebody's the Princess and the Pea, we're thinking about our pillows.
That's another story for another day, the Pea and the mattress. Weather outside, delightful, depending on where you are. Cold in California this morning, kind of chilly. As a matter of fact, it's warmer here on the farm in Massachusetts than it is where Jennifer and Kenny are in California at this moment. 54 degrees here, going up another probably 10 degrees. The rain off and the sun out. Amazing for this time of year that we are still, those of you who are farmers, when you hear me say that we're still baling hay at this point and cutting corn, it is an amazing reality. Be thankful for the good weather. It looks like it's going to hold through Christmas. Doesn't feel like Christmas. Most Christmas shoppers want they want snow, they want ice. Most of the people I saw shopping this past weekend had a light jacket on. 75% of the U.S. had temperatures over 60 degrees, even in Buffalo, New York, which usually is under snow by now, is not. The football games, has it made a difference, do you think, in the outcome of the football games?
Only
because
the
of the warmer. Only what?
The Broncos.
Oh.
Having a hard time.
Really? I thought they did well. It was last week, but they did well the week before.
The Peyton Manning,
Now, is that it? Yeah. Okay, so let's see. The drone business now getting more attention from the feds. The move to require drones to be registered. The Federal Aviation Administration has 100 reports on its desk today about drones flying near manned aircraft yesterday. Mm-hmm. Every day, there are hundreds of these reports. And so is it only it's common sense? What does registering them do? That doesn't make it safer. Does it?
You can go, there's 46 right up there. Look at it.
Right.
Look at it go.
What makes it safe is that you take a gun and you shoot them out of the sky.
Yeah.
Right?
And you don't get in trouble if you're law enforcement and do that. We had a proposed law in California to do just that because we had problems getting to fire scenes because of drones this past summer.
Yeah.
And no one went for it. They said, nope, law enforcement can't shoot them down. You know
really?
What? Shoot away, officer.
Shoot
no
him.
Problem.
Yeah, let's get rid of him. Wasn't there something, Kenny, did I see something about drones? Now, there was some kind of a drone focus in the last couple of days, and now I'm trying to put my hands on it, and I haven't been able to put my hands on it. So you might be able to save me because you usually do when it comes to something. I know there was some drone thingamabubber, and now I can't put my finger on it.
I know we had a story a few days ago at DougStephan.com about somebody who had attached a flamethrower to one
and
was cooking a turkey out in the woods.
Yes. Right.
Genius.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, so what was the outcome of that? Yeah, here's this Connecticut teenager, the story of DougStephan.com, made headlines for mounting a handgun to a drone. He's now got this is another drone that he's created, a flamethrower, and he used it to cook a turkey. Was that after Thanksgiving or for Thanksgiving?
It's undetermined. I don't think it was dated.
No. So, but people are going to come up with that. And so, as might be expected, there are people who are worried about drones and terrorism. Fill up a drone with a bomb and send it to some open-air stadium where there's a football game going on, right? Am I giving anybody ideas? No, for heaven's sakes. Are you kidding? These people have thought of all kinds of things that'll that could be unpleasant, no matter where you are. We had an interesting email yesterday from somebody who's listening to the program in Ukraine. Did you know that we have listeners in Ukraine? The fellow's name is, let's see here, Marislav Kaban, who lives in, Rudvinia Street. He gave me his address. And Ivano...
You may not want to give it out.
No, I'm not going to give it out. He said, with great pleasure to listen to your programs. Thank you very much for your work, quality programs, and good mood I'm in. Thank you.
And if you'd ever like to buy a bride, call me.
Can you get those in Ukraine?
I'm sure you can.
Really?
Thank you.
Would you like
a lot
to get
of things
some,
in Ukraine.
Oh, I see what he says. Would like to get something from you, souvenir.
Oh.
Is possible or not?
Is possible.
No, is possible?
Not big on gifts. Sorry.
Thank you very much for your attention. Have a nice day, a good day, and prosperity.
Get on the waiting list with the rest of them. We'll see
your fan. That's cool. Getting an
That's
email.
Cool. I like that.
Get people listening all over the world.
I like it.
Bill Cosby has responded to seven women who accused him of sexual assault and defamation. He has now a defamation suit of his own. Hmm. He said these women have made false statements against him, so you will all be in court. You'll have your day in court. So this is a he said, she said thing.
You know what I think is good about
guessing
this?
Gloria Allred is not going to be representing him.
No.
Yes.
No. I think what's good about this is that, you know, when you are accused of something horrible,
mm-hmm.
the natural response is to fight back and say, no, that's not what I did. No, no, no. And we hadn't heard any of that from Bill Cosby.
Mm.
So I think at least he's, you know, visually, at least he's fighting it, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Exactly. Speaking of that, Pete Rose, smoke, fire. The league said yesterday it would continue to bar Pete Rose, the career hits leader, from the Hall of Fame because he hasn't quit gambling yet. And that would be a risk to the sport's integrity. Yeah, like baseball has so much integrity. How much juice was used this past year by baseball players? And so if he is allowed back in the game, he will be the fracture in the wall of their credibility and their integrity.
Right.
Actually, the interesting thing about this is they said that they were going to, the new commissioner said that they were going to continue the ban on him from playing, but he said, and this is the first time this has been said, that this decision should not have any impact on whether Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame.
I think that's a great thing to say.
Yep.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he doesn't need to manage baseball teams, but come on.
We have the hopeful story at DougStephan.com. It's now 44 minutes after the hour. Jennifer Horn's going to give us a snapshot of what's going on in the world of television. Let me give you a quick snapshot as to what you can do getting ready for Christmas. Want to look your best, and you have people around you that are trying to find a way to get their hair back, and they've gone to these consultations where you spend $5,000 for this and $4,000 for that and $3,000 for something else. Well, don't spend a lot of money and get the same results. That's really what happens. I'm offering you a chance to call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is now your best chance to inexpensively get your hair back. A lot of people don't realize the problem with the hair is that the pores on your scalp get plugged up from your having used those cheap shampoos you buy in the dollar store. Don't use anything that's creamy. Put it in your scalp. It's going to plug up your pores. Whether it's a rinse, whether it's the shampoo, whether it's the creams you put on your hair to manage your hair, all of that stuff is gluck. And you don't want gluck on your scalp, as it plugs up the pores. Cleanse the gluck with Provia, and you will find your hair coming back through the pores once they're opened up. Follicles of hair under your scalp can start growing again. Plus the fact that Provia has a volumizer that makes your hair feel and look thicker. So you look younger and you feel better about the way you look as the new hair is growing in. Provia will work or your money back. Get your hair back or your money back by dialing 800-525-8319. Order it today. Get the amazing super concentrate for faster results for the same price. You get two bottles of Provia for the price of one. One you can share, give to somebody in their stocking. I'm not kidding. This is a very nice thing to give to someone who may not know about what we talk about here on this program. You got a friend that doesn't listen to this program, is follicularly challenged, get him some Provia. Dial 800-525-8319. Get him plenty of time. Express shipping when you mention my name, so you get him plenty of time for Christmas. It's Provia to get your hair back or your money back. You'll see noticeable results quickly. 800-525-8319.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Book of New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Time now for the television report. I was just thinking about the What's Cooking report, which comes up after the television report.
Yeah.
Jennifer is busy working around to see what's going on. Now, Jack Bauer has stepped aside. Kiefer Sutherland is going to play the president?
Yeah. I don't know if I can see Kiefer as a president. I mean, he's such a bad rear end. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I thought he had a cute rear end, you told
me. You know what? I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I'll put him in my pocket and carry him around. He's returning to TV. This is not good news for those of us who have held out hope that he might change his mind and become part of the next reboot of 24. But he is returning to TV in a show called Designated Survivor, which is a new show for ABC. It's a conspiracy thriller that finds Kiefer playing a very reluctant president of the United States. It's a straight-to-series order, which means it doesn't have to go through any of that annoying pilot stuff. This means we will see it. It will be on ABC, and it centers on low-level United States cabinet member Kiefer Sutherland, who's suddenly handed the presidency after a catastrophic attack during the State of the Union address that kills everyone above him in the presidential line of succession. It's a lucky day.
I could see Jack as president.
Yeah.
All right, so there isn't, he has not, there still is a hope that he's going to be involved in the new 24 series.
Of course.
As to, there always, and it doesn't make sense to have 24 without him. All right, anyway, so that's his story. What else?
All right, also going on, just I know we spoke about it yesterday, Dougie, but just one more little tribute to Willard Scott, who
today is
signing off the Today Show. He's been with NBC for 65 years. That just doesn't happen anymore when people stay married to a company that long. And 35 years at the Today Show.
He started a page
right in
the television studio in Washington.
He announced his plans for retirement last Friday. They're doing a send-off for him all day long today. And just, it's kind of cool. I don't know. I like to pay tribute to people who stick around, and I think
great
he's one of
talents.
Our gems. So you get a chance, check out the Today Show for a bit today. Zeno, the Warrior Princess, also news. I feel like you would like her, Doug. I almost called you Don.
Thank you. Don's your other partner, who's nowhere near as good looking as I am, nor is he as smart as you. Right, thank you. Good thing.
But I feel like you love these, you know, you love strong women, and I feel like Zena's right up your alley.
Zena's right up my alley, yeah.
So this is good news then. After months of rumors, NBC has now confirmed that Xena Warrior Princess, the reboot, is definitely happening. Entertainment Weekly ran the story this week and said that they've hired all kinds of people, a writer-producer who's worked on shows like Lost and Medium, which was a great show, and that this is really happening over at NBC. No word on when it will air, but still pretty cool, I think. I like that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like her. She reminds me of, actually, as a side note, Saturday afternoons when I was a teenager, you could watch Xena Warrior Princess. You could watch that terrible show, Ken, with, Lorenzo Lamas, Renegade.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was a great thing.
Speaking of bad shows, American Idol is cutting its final season.
Yeah, 4 weeks
by
4 short.
4 weeks. So
they're trying to bring in more viewers. Because,
adios to the American Idol franchise. Yeah. Who's good while it lasted, though?
Hey, all the judges are coming back, so that'll be fun.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play.
All right, time to get into what's cooking with Jennifer Horn here. We're going to help you dine like a locavore in a minute. And I want to know whether Jennifer actually really knows what's in the food that she eats.
I want to know about some of the stories that I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you do? Oh, what stories are you going to tell us about?
I'm going to tell you about a new project from the owner of Trader Joe's that is actually in your neck of the woods, Dougie. It's starting in Boston and spreading. Hmm. And I'm going to tell you the worst foods to eat at your holiday parties, because that's what we're all doing right now. So watch out. I'll help your waistline.
All right. No blinking involved here. We have our ears cleaned. No wax. Jennifer has her report on what is cooking. Are you cooking good things, new things for the holidays? Let's see if we can come up with something new, a new idea or two here next on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Black Hawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing, and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
As Jennifer Horn presents some thoughts on what to cook or what's cooking for the holidays, I'm reminded of this BitBite thing, the app that tells you what you're eating. And I saw something about, I forget, I think you were not here when we were talking about this. Kenny, you were the tuna salad that you're going to eat in the restaurant. You can put this BitBite app near it or around it or something, and it'll tell you, it'll measure how many times you chew and swallow.
Yeah,
how many calories are in what you're eating. Have you seen that?
It's supposed to slow you down so that you take more bites and enjoy your food.
Yeah, enjoy dining, as I'm told. It's dining, not eating.
Right.
All right, what else have we got here?
All right, so this story up on our website today, Dougie, DougStefan.com. I love it. There is a new grocery store in town. Just imagine Whole Foods, but imagine dollar store prices. Because Whole Foods can be pretty pricey.
Very
Whole paycheck
pricey.
Is
Not
what they
pretty,
call it.
Very pricey.
It's very pricey. Well, imagine good-for-you food at dollar store prices. There's a new company called Daily Table, and it's giving the power back to people of a lower income so that they have the option of eating right. It's, you know, that's always been the frustration, I think, of eating healthy, is it's just it's more expensive to do so, or it can be at least.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Rausch, who's the former president of Trader Joe's, has founded this new low-cost health food store. The first store opened, Dougie, so I'd like to send you on assignment in Boston on June 4th of this year. So I'd like you to look it up and go check it out
in
for
Dorchester.
Us. Because, is that where it is?
Yeah. Right.
The website says that the prices are low enough to compete with fast food, and they also have lots of grab-and-go options. So one of the other caveats to healthy eating is time.
Right.
Now this store is supposed to answer that as well, so I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. So check. I am going to go there.
Yeah, I'm curious. Will you give us a full report next week, please?
Yes, we'll go.
Get
well, we'll take a little. I'll take a little ride out there before I go on Friday. Yep.
Okay. All right, the other thing going on this week, a lot of holiday parties, gosh, all month long, actually, not just this week. And it's really hard to survive and keep your waistline intact during the holidays when you're kind of at the mercy of whatever someone else is serving you. So at a past appetizers party, avoid, and we know this, like the pigs in blankets, the crab cakes, anything that's fried or wrapped in like the phyllo dough cheese straws, one of them. But here's what you may not know. The good choices at a past hors d'oeuvres party, caprese bites, not that bad. Even though there's cheese on there, you usually get a tomato, a little bit of mozzarella. Mozzarella is lower fat, and whole milk mozzarella is actually very good for you. Deviled eggs is a good choice. Bruschetta sliders are not that bad for you, so watch for those. Avoid candied nuts and cheese, but go after olives, go after veggies and dip. Those are all really easy suggestions to help keep your holiday sweaters fitting nicely.
Very nicely done, Jennifer. What's cooking here on Good Day with Jennifer Horn? I'm Doug Steffen at 59 pounds.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.